Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
I'm John Betts with my colleague, Professor Richard Hapstein of the Hoover Institution. He teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. Richard, Jerome Powell, the judicious leader of the Federal Reserve, surprised Jerome Powell and everybody else. He went from a steady-as-she-goes quarter-point reduction in the cost of money to a half-point, surprising everyone except for the touts on Bloomberg the night before who were saying, we hear half point, we hear half point. There it is, the half point move. And Mr. Powell assures us that the Fed doesn't see anything we don't see. They're not worried about a black swan. They do believe the jobs market is soft, but their job of fighting inflation is near victory, so it's time to adjust. That half point now has the market talking equities, 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 because your cash is not going to gain the way it did when the money was, when they were charging more for money. However, the suggestion is that once Wall Street gets a half point, it wants more and faster. What is your measure of the surprise of Jerome Powell?
Well, I'm not surprised. I always thought that they would go big. I do think it has something to do with the election. And particularly with mortgage rates on the home market. It's very difficult to move that. It's a big shift that it's going to take. But I think the Democrats, in this case, are fairly desperate to make sure that the pains of buying a new home and refinancing an old home are going to be somewhat reduced. It's a fairly large kind of jump, but not wildly so. Of course, the rates have been very high. And the other thing, of course, that they're talking about is the dual mission of the Fed. And that's always, in my view, a mistake. The argument is the Fed has to both deal with interest rates and job creation. The second function is not something that it can do very well. It's like pushing on a string. In order to improve the situation in the labor market, what you have to do is to change the pattern of labor market regulation. And the Biden administration has a dreadful record on this. It's so heavily pro-union in so many cases that that has a much more powerful effect on job formation than anything you could possibly do with the Fed. And so what you really want to do is to deregulate that market and have a single indice that does a single thing. You try to use the Fed in order to keep the uncertainty out of interest rate swings by whatever consistent measure that you use, the Taylor rule or whatever else it turns out to be. And then you hope that if you keep the interest rates relatively stable, long-term bargaining will not have to deal with an extra dimension of uncertainty, which is very hard to manage. So I'm not surprised to see all this stuff. I think it's probably going to do on margin probably a little bit of good. But I, in general, have a great deal of reservation about the entire pattern of discretionary change, precisely because of what you said. On Thursday of last week, it was a quarter of a point. And then on Monday or Tuesday of this week or Friday of this week, it turns out to be a half a point. The same degree of predictability or unpredictability remains going forward. And we have no idea if things turn out badly, whether or not the rates will go up by a quarter point or a half a point or go down more slowly or whatever it is. I'm much more in favor of sort of automatic rule with handling the money rate, because I think that the lack of discretion in government hands increases the predictability of money in the hands of private parties.
It looks like politics, Richard. If it looks like politics, is it politics? 30 seconds. We just have
The answer is I have no idea, but I think everybody is looking at the election returns, but you don't even know what the political affiliations are. It's not just our friend Powell. There are 11 people who vote on this issue, and the vote was 10 to 1. So I'm not sure what anybody really thinks about this, and that's the problem. If you don't understand what's driving the metric, there's going to be a feverish investigation to figure it out. And most of the time, well, it turns out that you're going to be wrong, at which point you spent a lot of energy doing a lot of silly things. And so the view that I have is I don't want the Fed meddling in all this stuff. I want them to try to come to a consistent set of rates. And just as a parting note, remember, they kept the interest rates much too low for much too long, which is the source of a lot of this problem. We're not going to live happily ever after if the Fed constantly does queer strange and odd things.
Professor Richard Hapstein of the Hoover Institution teaches law at University of Chicago and NYU. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.